Three shots, four par, I just do two. One putt, par four, birdie, woohoo. New driver, info, replace, M2. Par five, fairway, what you fin do? Think I'll try to get on into. Start right, good line, good view. Andrew, shooter McGavin, two thumbs, that's up high and two.
We're back. We got Ziggy, Zahidali, Nathu. How are you doing, Ziggy?
I'm good. I'm good, boys. How are you guys doing?
So good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just busy, you know. You're saying it's just kind of chatting before we hopped on here. It's really busy, and I figured, you know, we'll do a bit of an intro. Kind of, if you can take 30 seconds, a minute, kind of tell anybody who didn't listen to the one before, maybe kind of who you are, what you're about, and we can jump right into this one.
Yeah, sure. I'm Ziggy Nathu from Richmond, British Columbia, just outside Vancouver. Professional golfer, played on PGA Tour Canada and PGA Tour Latin America last season. That's my claim to fame so far.
So far, eh? I like it.
So far, yeah.
So we, Bryce, you just want to start this off with a Q&A pod? We don't usually do a Q&A pod, but we posted a question for Ziggy, and we got a lot of questions. A lot of people are interested in chatting with you, so or finding out about you. So,
all right.
Bryce, you kick it off. If you got it there, you go ahead.
Yeah, I got a good one because it kind of, like, it's kind of how I kind of went through it as well. James Linden asked, what impact did working at golf courses have on you and on your career? I don't know if you did work at golf courses, but I assume you did.
I worked at Richmond Country Club, the course I now play and practice out of. Worked with good old James Linden for a few years there. It's always good to work in the industry, figure out what's going on. Bonus is you get free golf too. Got to play a nice private club, so that always helped, and they've been so good to me the last few years, so it's been really nice that way.
Yeah, I always say that when I worked at Cherry Downs just by my house there for 3 years. I worked back shop, but our shifts were 7 to 2 or 2 to 9. So I'd either go play before my shift or I'd go play after my shift. And I was the peak of my golf game. I was probably like a 2 or like maybe a little lower. But that was just the prime of my career because I was playing every single day and just getting so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. You're there the whole time, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You start work at 2, I might as well go play before.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's nice that way.
All right, let's go into Rohin Butter. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know him.
I like this one. I don't know if he's asking me this one, if he follows the pot, or if he's asking you this one. What's the record number of Hazel Rockets you've had in a round?
Oh, he got me with this one, hey?
I assume he knows the number that you're about to say.
I don't actually know if he does. I don't know if I've told him. I think it's 2. One round. Yeah, I think it's 2. I think they were back-to-back.
Are we talking like complete sideways hosels, or are we talking just kind of?
No, yeah, like complete, like shank.
Yeah.
Like full-on shank. Nice. 2 in a row.
Oh, man, I'm like way on over on that. Like, I touched the hosel more than twice around.
Yeah, there's probably no swing thoughts for you on that third shot, eh?
No, I was scared. I think I toe banged it down there.
Man, I've carried the bag. So anybody listening to the pod, anybody's listening to the past knows I've carried the bag for this guy Ziggy before. So, I saw him like make 25 pars in a round. It was crazy. But the dime pattern on that 8-iron. It was the 8-iron, right? Where I looked at it.
Yeah,
the
8-iron worn out. Yeah.
Yeah. So it probably was not that club. It looks like it has not you have not missed with that one. But
two's pretty good.
2's good, man. 2's pretty good.
Yeah.
You a big Kanye fan or what? Frankie 33 wants to know.
Oh, Frank Alger. No, I'm not a big Kanye fan. I know Frank is, so we'll give him that one.
Yeah, I just Kanye's kind of going through a lot right now, right? So I didn't know if there was something to do that one. And like I saw that there was like a meme going around of Kanye posting something about golf, but I don't think there's anything.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything related to it. Do you see that one, Bryce?
Which one, sorry?
The Kanye meme. I can't remember.
Oh, no. I'm not too into that stuff. How about Kay Johnson says, how does playing video games improve the performance on the golf course?
I think, you know, it really teaches you grit. If anything, you know, a lot of grit out there. You know, you're going to be frustrated in video games. We all are, you know. But how are you going to battle back from that? That's what really matters.
Yeah, I've been a part of a few Modern Warfare 2 lobbies back in the day. So.
Yeah, they're tough ones.
All right, so we'll... I don't know if we're going to, we might, we got to get to all these, but, or just about, like we were saying, just off air, Ziggy's Brendan Butler's personal ATM. So I'm sure he'll like the shout out for that one. Okay. We got to know that this one, what did it feel like dunking a 100-yard eagle on the 18th hole of the BC Match Play Championships to beat us Grizzly Jer? I think that's Grizzly.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was a good time. I think that was last year or the year before. Me and Trevor were actually partners, taking on Jeremy, his partner. We're going back and forth the whole day. Like, I'm the fairway finder out of me and Trevor, so I'm hitting fairways all day. Trev's sending driver and round ledger. You can cut corners and all that. So, like, we're a good team that way. Best ball. Back and forth all day. I think we were... square going like the last three holes, we get one up somewhere, so we're one up on 18. 18's this crazy par five fairway sloping right to left, but you gotta hit a cut. There's OB right, I'm a draw guy, like don't like it, just kind of skank a little cut down there. Trevor sends his OB, so now it's me versus two. So I skank my little cut down there, whatever, it's fine. I'm thinking, okay, like one guy's left trees, one guy's a little further back from me. Like if I can get this somewhere near the green, maybe have a good look. Kind of side hill lie, tried to hammer three wood, just squirt it, like just so bad. Ends up short of the green. Like I wasn't quite 100 yards, it was like 60 yards, but you can't really see the pin. Green slopes back to front. They had two looks at birdie. I think one guy was in there 10 feet, one guy was 15 feet. I got 60 yards for eagle. And like four holes ago, I laid sod over a wedge. It was like October, like super wet, like just full laid sod over it. So I'm like, okay, like I gotta like give myself a good look here, like tie it up, we'll go to extra holes. I hit this nice little flighted 60, pitches back edge, like 25 feet past it. It's soft out there. Catches, zips, comes back, rolling in, dead pace, middle of the cup. I didn't see it go in. Like, I didn't have an idea of what's going on. Trevor's up by the green. He's out of the hole. So he's up by the green. He's like, come on, come on, come on. He's yelling. He's like, let's go, let's go. He runs back at me. So I'm going, did it go in? Did it go in? Like, he's like, yeah, it went in. Let's go. Like, I send my club just tossing, like, full on, like, chest bump. Like, it was pretty sick. Like such a fun time.
Trev's a pretty like relaxed guy too. Like I've only met him a long time when we were there. So to see him get that fired up, it had to be a pretty good shot. But oh man, that's pretty sweet. I had an eagle hole out this year too, but it was like I already told the story. I thought I ripped it OB and then it went off like this singular tree in the fairway or just off the fairway. Like I guess hit this one dead tree before going on the train tracks. We found the ball and then I holed out from 112. It was pretty cool. It was my second best shot of the year. I did get an ace this year for anybody who doesn't
know that.
So I've mentioned it.
Yeah. I think everyone knows that by now, but
hit the pinnacle.
You don't know.
Yeah. But if you don't know, now you know. But there was one more good one. I wanted to grab one more good one and then let's jump into it. We're like probably 10 minutes into this pod. So thanks for hanging out with us here, guys. But there was another one that came in late. So hopefully we didn't miss anybody. Sorry if we did. What's the record? No, we did that one. What's the worst you've reacted to a golf shot? So I don't know that one. POIVRE Corn Blanc. So thank you. That's a good question because Ziggy's like you're a pretty relaxed dude out there. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty chiller out there. I haven't broken a club. I would probably say I've just yelled an F-bomb.
Yeah.
I've whacked my bag. I think I broke a stand. So whichever one of the two is worse. I don't really get that mad out there. So not a whole lot of club tosses, maybe like one chuck in my life and no breaking clubs for me.
What about you, Bryce?
I've had a fair amount of F-bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been too, like, I don't know. I'm pretty carefree out there as well, though. I've never thrown a club unless it was me putting on a sideshow, like, for fun. I've never broke a club, never hit my bag. I don't know. I pay too much for my
clubs
golf club.
Clubs are too expensive.
I don't want to break.
Way too expensive.
We'll reunite on, like, in a few holes later. We'll make up. It'll be fine. Yeah.
I've put a ball down and just, like, tried to hit one really far, like, the other way or something. Like, I can't think of, like, not back at other people, but, like, I can't think of, like, anything, like, kind of doing anything like that. So
that's the worst thing I do, in my opinion, is if I hit a bad shot, I'm reloading and just sending one and not even thinking about it, and I'll put it 4 feet. And,
well,
like,
it's always such a good shot too.
It makes me even more, yeah. I'll tell everyone I'm a PGA Tour player on my second ball. That makes me more mad than it looks, like, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, it doesn't look like I'm angry, but that makes me more angry.
Yeah. Second ball tour pro?
Yeah, every time.
Okay.
All right. I've jarred one from 120 one time.
We might have to...
Just out of anger. Drop it down.
Oh, dropped the ball, hit it, didn't even look at it. I was walking that day, picked up my bag and started walking, and my brother was on the green marking his ball. Yeah. And it landed right beside him and went right in the hole. And I didn't even realize. They thought it came from the rim. So, yeah, it was.
That's a one time.
I was like, you going to give me that?
Yeah. That's a one time. Blake is not giving you anything. Wow. That's for sure.
No, Blake's not giving me that.
We might have to test this theory. We might have to get a camera crew or something out there and test this theory. Because the foreplay guys think that they're the four man, I don't know. Top Scramble, 10 player. Yeah. Top 10. They'd be a top 10 player as the four of them in the world. So they got.
Yeah, but if I know I'm going to hit two balls, the second won't be great. I have to, like, do it in anger and drop it and hit it. That's when it's.
Yeah, that's crazy that it's out of anger. Like, you're not really trying.
Yeah, I just put it down and swing at it. Yeah, it's weird.
All right, so I got a little bit of a question here. Ziggy's lowest round ever is 62. Did we talk about that one in the past?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
That's getting deep there. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's a few.
Yeah.
Wait. We did talk about it. Didn't you win with a 62?
No, I won with a 63.
Right. Okay. That was it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. That's sweet.
Still a lot of birdies.
Yeah.
Yeah. 62. Arizona Golf Resort. That's where it was. It was an outlaw tour event. My first year turning pro, I believe.
Hold on. First time playing it or no? The course?
No. This was like my, this was second round of the tournament, but probably my third time playing the golf course. So Arizona Golf Resort, I think it's par 70. I don't think I started off that great. I think I was like 2 under. Or something like that through 9, maybe 1 under. And then I just went on a heater on the last like 9 holes or 8 holes. I have a picture of the scorecard somewhere. And it's on my Instagram. I'll go find that.
Yeah, we might have to dig out for that one. That one's that's low, man. 62 is nice and low.
Low.
Bryce, two balls, you can get to 62, you think?
I'm not gonna say yes, but if you give me if you let me go willy-nilly and just drop a ball when I want to,
it's
maybe 65. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I've never done it. I've never tried it.
I want to try that. I've played worst ball before, which is like punishing for me to play worst ball. Why do I even do that to myself?
Worst ball's so hard.
Yeah.
So
but hard. I actually played okay too when I did it because I think you think a little bit more about like not putting yourself in any damage. But it's definitely a good game to play. But like I've played worst ball just playing like my regular game and it's just so bad I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see. I gotta try that, Bryce. We might have to
like
around try that
two balls, but you can like you get to pick when you want to. You don't have to always use your second one.
Yeah
that would be how it is.
Sometimes I know I'm not hitting a better shot. I would always hit a second shot in thing, but like, right?
I think it would help on the putts too.
Yeah, I think you would take two putts every time unless you drained it, obviously. But
Your approach shot and your putts, for sure. Like I'm probably not hitting once I hit like the fairway, Let's be clear. Yeah. Once I hit the fairway and it's out at a reasonable distance, I'm not hitting a better. I'm not hitting a yeah. better second drive.
Mine would literally just be on the tee with my driver and then on the greens. Like my iron game's pretty solid for the most part.
But yeah, that's pretty wild. That's, I guess Ziggy'd be breaking 60, so we'd get you.
We'll do it next time we play, Mac. Yeah. We'll do it. Yeah. We'll do a round and we'll just do that and see what we shoot.
We gotta try that out. I think that'd be
a no lot more than two balls though per shot. Yeah, you can't shoot.
We'll be there all day.
Into the Dave Portnoy Mulligan Challenge.
Mac here for Manscaped. The holiday season is fast approaching, and that means Santa is coming to visit. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Head over to manscaped.com, pick up a lawnmower 4.0, and keep your jingle balls ready for the holidays. Using the promo code OTSGolf, you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. Santa will bring that right to your door. Manscaped.com, OTSGolf, 20% off plus free shipping. Enjoy the holidays. Yeah, we're in conversation with Ziggy Nathu, professional golfer out of Canada, Richmond, British Columbia, yeah?
Yeah.
So 14 years playing experience, 7 professional wins, 17 professional amateur and collegiate wins, lowest round 62. It's pretty wild, man. Can we get into, can we talk a little bit about last year, 2022, or well,
yeah, the end of this current year? Yeah.
How did it start? Where'd you end up? How did things go? I was lucky enough to carry the bag one of the days. We were able to link up when you were here. So,
2022. Roller coaster of a year for me, kind of crazy. I was playing PGA Tour Latin America, so I played the full schedule there, all 11 regular season events all over South America, so traveling a lot, just everywhere. Wrapped that up in June, didn't keep my Latin card, unfortunately. Came back, back to Vancouver, and then had a honestly a pretty good summer. Started playing nicely. Missed a bunch of Monday Qs for Canada Tour by one. Finished like top 15 at Canada Cup. Almost won Vancouver Open. Finished fourth at first stage of Corn Ferry Tour. And then didn't get past second stage of Corn Ferry Q School.
And where did you, also,
sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just curious where you did your qualifier for Corn Ferry.
First stage I played in Texas, Gunter, Texas at the Bridges. And then second stage I did at Bear Creek in California.
Okay. I don't think anybody that we've had on has played there. We had,
not
in that qualifier. Like I know Ty was, I can't remember the name, but it was not that. Zach Vimenitz was just recently at the Mission something, Bryson.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Keaton, I can't remember where Keaton was, but a few guys since then, but I don't recognize any of those names. But T4, mm-hmm. So you had a pretty hot start. You did okay in the first stage.
Yeah, first stage was, I played so good. Just so solid all week. And like still felt like I didn't get everything out of it, which is nice. I think that's the hottest start I've got off during the golf tournament. I had like 3 tap-ins in the first 5 holes. I was like 400 through 6 or something.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like first hole of the day, I'm tapping in for birdie and I'm just like nervous on the first tee box.
Yeah.
But then I have a tap in for birdie. I'm like, this is outrageous.
Is it like just a singular event round, right?
No, Corn Ferry Q is 4 rounds.
Okay.
At each stage.
So one of the things that we were kind of talking about, I think it was when we were talking to Ty Bryce. So Ty Salone, he's up here as well. So he was saying like, and the pattern's been kind of the same. Like a few of the guys were saying, when you go there, you can't like, if you're nervous, stuff like that, you can't like play against it, right? Like you're just trying to get as low as you possibly can. I think Zach said the same thing, because you can't like even par 100, 200 is not going to get you through, right? Like, So did you find that too, Ziggy? You find like you kind of, when you sort of map things out or you do like your pre-scouting on the course, are you trying to find like ways to, obviously when you're getting 3 tap-ins in the first 4 or 5 holes, it's a nice start, but is there anything that you're trying to do, you know, to kind of modify your game to, you know, make sure that you can get it under as far as you can?
Yeah. Oh, I think, especially at Q school, like no cut and all that, like you have to know that you got 72 holes and you still like, yeah, you got to be pretty far under par, but you can't be throwing holes away, even though there's so many golf holes out there. So it's really like, for me, it's just knowing what holes like suit my golf game, and mapping those out and knowing like, hey, these are going to be my X amount of birdie chances on the golf course. And then the hard holes for me, whichever ones they happen to be on the golf course, like, okay, I got to bear down on these holes. And then, yeah, you're going to have some days where the weather flips and those hard holes become easy holes. And you just got to be prepared for that and know that literally anything can happen at Q school. It's such a wild place.
Well, just like you say, so many holes and just like kind of so many, I don't know, so many chances to just go as low as you possibly can, right? So yeah, I just, well,
and also everyone's in the same boat, right? Everyone's feeling the same emotions. Everyone's going through the same stuff. Like it's
the adrenaline
it's a playing field. It's exactly what it is. Everyone's in the same spot, in the same position, same mindset. So it's kind of just one of those things. You just got to battle.
It'd be so like
video games.
So many nerves, like right off the hop. And then like, once you kind of get into it, you just sort of settle in and you gotta go for it and kind of take the chances where you can. Right. So the day that I got to carry with you was crazy windy. It was
that day was tough.
Man. Yeah. I think it was it the Osprey Valley qualifier? It was at Nobleton Lakes. It was one of the two,
there was three. I think it was the Nobleton Lakes one.
Oh, that's right. At Woodington. Because I was supposed to, and I got stuck in Texas, and then I got stuck in Colorado, and then I got stuck in Chicago, and then I got, and then that one was like soaked at Woodington Lakes, I think, too, right?
Yeah.
You said, but you missed by one there, and then you missed by one at Nobleton Lakes. And shortly after that, we had Kevin Gordon on, who won that event, got in, and, he went like five deep on that day, which we thought was crazy. Yeah. I remember like we had some lunch afterwards and like, so you were even, I think. Yeah. Even.
I shot even with no birdies, one eagle and two bogeys.
That's right. That's right. It was
a par machine.
Pretty steady round. We missed a few putts out there. Like we burned the edge on a lot too. Like that could have been a low day, but like, I know Trevor was kind of fighting it that day and the other guy was Matt Scobie. I remember I asked you afterwards because he's from our area too. He's at Deer Creek out here, Bryce. I don't know if you recognize that name.
No, I don't. But
so he's like kind of like right by where we are. And then I can't remember the other guy in the group, but they were kind of struggling a bit. Matt played it pretty well. Actually, he did all right. Yeah. But it was tough, like getting under par that day. I remember us like walking off thinking like that might be okay. Like that.
I didn't think it was going to blow that much in that place. It was not built for that much wind.
Yeah,
crazy.
Well, and that like they had that little island par three kind of like going, because I think you had the tee too, so I think having like when you kind of think back to what would have been maybe the difference, but maybe not having the tee on that par three would have helped, because I think you ended up clubbing up, we were like into the wind, and then it just like
sailed in the back left water.
Yeah, I don't even think it hopped. I think it just like dropped right in, right? So, so, and then you actually almost made par too on that one, but
Daddy gave you the wrong club, eh?
Yeah, he did.
No, you almost jarred it. You almost jarred the from the. I had to stand behind too, like at the drop to make sure that it didn't go in. That was kind of cool. That was like that was the highlight of my day, standing there catching the ball to make sure it didn't go into the water.
Drop a ball in there.
Yeah. So those Pro Vs are not cheap, man. I got to make sure that we catch those things. But it was a good day, man. That was a lot of fun, and like it was fun. It's kind of cool to caddy. It's a pretty cool experience. Have you ever done it, Bryce? You ever carried the bag?
I carried the bag for Blaker and club championships, but nothing like events ever.
It's fun, man. It's a lot of
fun. Sam's been trying to get me on his bag, but it's just with travel and stuff, it's a little tough.
Yeah. You know Zach Vimenez at all, Ziggy?
I do not. No.
Yeah, I guess he's a Florida guy. So if you guys are down in Arizona,
he's an Arizona guy though. His parents have a place down there, and he goes down at Christmas every year. I don't know if he's doing it this year because of all the events he's doing in Florida, but he used to go down to Arizona the past many years I can remember. So.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know what course it is, though.
I know he just got PGA Tour LA just got through. So, nice. Yeah, so it was pretty good. He was on a few weeks ago with us, so it was kind of nice and kind of nice to roll through. But any recent travels for you? Like, I know you're out west. I've got fond memories of going out west there last, almost a year ago now, but the only day it snowed on Victoria Island, Victoria there, so on the island for 2022, and I was there, so. But yeah, any travels or anything for you, or mainly just golf stuff?
Yeah, mostly just golf. I was in Mexico for Latin Pew School. I came back not like 2 or 3 weeks ago now. I've just been kind of laying low now. A little bit of time off for me. It's been a busy last couple of years, so I'm just hanging out for now.
You picking the sticks up at all right now, or are you just taking a break?
No, they are. Actually, I did unpack them from my travel case. There was a little while there where I didn't, but they're unpacked now. They're just sitting there in the garage. I did actually just order new clubs though, so maybe once those come in, then I'll. Then maybe I'll swing.
Bryce looking like Milhouse over here for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody not watching this one on YouTube? Yeah. He definitely likes the club talk. So, you're playing Titleist. You still playing about the same gear?
Yeah. Still Titleist stuff. Just, yeah.
Well, what did you get? Can you say?
I got the new driver, TSR 3. Mm-hmm. I have the TSI right now. TSR is just, it's nice.
That thing looks so nice.
It looks mean. It looks so mean.
So good looking.
And I love the TSI, so I think the TSR is just a little bit faster, which is perfect.
Nice.
3-wood, I went TSR 2. Same, I had the TSI 2 and the old stuff, so I just went new. And then I got new irons. That's just a fresh set of MBCB combos and fresh wedges.
What do you go, MBs to 6-iron?
No, I got the MBs in 987, then CB 6-4. Yeah.
And then
I don't know if you guys care about shafts and all that, but I didn't really say what shafts.
Bryce definitely does. You play 3-iron too, right? You had a 3-iron in there.
Me?
Yeah.
I have a 3-iron and a hybrid.
You had just flipped the hybrid in last time. That was right. I remember that now.
Yeah. The hybrid looks
musty. X100s?
X100s and the irons. Yeah, Turish juice. Yeah, those are nice.
You remember, Bryce, or are you just guessing?
It's usually either X100s, Project X, 6.5s, or Modus's. So it's one of the three. I just kind of took my percentages there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those and Vogies and playing the, you play a Pro V1X, yeah?
Nope, I'm Pro V1 guy.
Pro V1, okay.
Do you go S400s in the shafts or the wedges?
S400s in the wedges. You're dialed on the equipment, hey?
Yeah.
Buddy, I know it all. Any sport, you just let me know. I'll give
you're
you
the,
some.
You're the tech guy.
But it's just like, that's what I love about sports, like just customization and making everything your own. And that's just, I don't know. It's a whole side that I just get into. Yeah.
And what were you rolling there?
Putter, I got Toulon. I got the Toulon Las Vegas.
Right. Okay.
Not the new one, the 2019.
So I got a Toulon Atlanta and I was telling Bryce that you had the Toulon. I can't remember which one it was, but, I've been trying to give it a good shot. Like, man, they're so nice. They're so nice.
They're so good.
I could probably guess you're using a Ventus in the driver too.
No Ventus in the driver. Fujikura Pro 2.0 Church Stack. That's what's in the driver. Yeah.
Driver shafts are hard though, because everyone uses something. There's so many out there.
Ventus is like, everyone seems to use the Ventus now.
Everyone uses it.
It was pretty similar numbers for me. I just like better.
You lose that Bushnell yet? So I remember, like, we're on the third or fourth hole, and I was like, the clip was like, the zippers just toasted on that thing, and the clip was looking a little rough. So I just put it in the bib. And then I remember you looking at me being like, "Wait, did you lose it?" I was like, "Damn, I'd be walking my ass back to the car if I lost that thing on the fourth hole." But it was hanging on by a thread. You still got it?
Yeah, I still have the Bushnell. Changed cases though. Got a fresh case.
Nice.
Those little clip things last They're pretty good though. They were.
They were.
Man, yeah. I was terrified that I was going to lose that thing.
Did you drop my driver head cover? I can't remember. Did you do that?
No, it wasn't me. No.
No. Every other caddy's done that.
No.
Everyone drops the driver head cover.
Yeah, because it's like a, isn't it like a bear or something?
It's a dog. And it's right. So loose.
Right. Ziggy, we got to take a quick break. Brycer's going to do a couple picks for the QBU shootout, and then we're going to come back. We want to talk a little bit about what you got going on for 2023. And we'll just wrap things up and let you go. Okay, Bogey Bets brought to you by our friends over at BetStamp. Head over to the BetStamp app. Use the promo code OTSGolf. Friends will return all of your minimum deposits, and you can go over and bet for free for a few times using the promo code OTSGolf over at betstamp.app, where it's QBE shootout this week. It's kind of cool, Brycer. Like, I know you did your picks for it, and it's the team event, which is kind of neat. So not a big field, like not a massive field, but definitely a fun one to go watch. I always kind of like seeing like the team events and, you know, seeing the guys go low and stuff like that too, right? So.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the team events just because they're so few and far in between. Sorry, there's just only a couple of them. So like when they come around, they're fun to watch. It's different, and I like to see guys in a different position out there on the course, playing a little different, a little more laid back. And I'm excited for this weekend.
We say guys, but we got one of the quarters in there this weekend.
Oh, so. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
So not one of our picks, but let's be inclusive here and include everybody, you know. So you want to kick us off, Brycer? This is your week to go for it.
Yeah, sure. I got two of probably my favorite golf personalities on the PGA Tour, Kisner and Homa. I mean, they're great golfers too. I think they'll make a pretty good team. I got them at plus 700 at BetMGM. They're pretty much plus 700 on all those sports books. So, BetMGM's my go-to for the most part. So I just took them on there.
Yeah, they were like 600 and 700. I looked at them because when we were talking, I was like, oh shit, Brycer's going to take Kiz and Homa. So I didn't even like think about them. And we're just doing outrights this week. We didn't bother with any. It's a condensed field. So no top fives, no top tens, anything like that. I'm going to go with Jason Day and Billy Ho because I actually found them for just six. Like they're the favorites right now. Jason Day has been playing pretty good golf. I know he's been your pick a few times recently. Yeah. And Billy Ho is, he's kind of like in these match play events. He's solid. Like he is a very, very solid, like he's not Kiz good, but he's like a solid match play player. So I wanted to go with those guys. It's only 600. Found that over on Bet365. Pretty much everywhere has that right now. Shop that line using BetStamp, and yeah, it's decent value. It's not the best, but I think that if you're picking any team, they're likely the favorites right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. My second, pairing is Hoagie and Thigala. Both, if they want to play, there's really good golfers. I mean, they've been hit and miss for the start of the season, but Thigala was really turning on towards the end of the season last year. And so was Hoagie, actually. So hopefully they can kind of bring the end of the last season back here for this tournament and work well together. So MGM had him at 600, so I used BetStamp to shop a few more sports books and got him up to 650 on points bet. So
not bad.
Yeah, I still like my Kiz Hanma way better than that for the value, but it's still a good bet. I think they'll be up near the top for sure.
It's such a tough like tournament to pick. Like I remember last year we did like our pick 'em over on IG, and it was very tough, man, to pick teams. Mm-hmm. But Hoagie was the winner last year, and Thigala's been right there in a couple of events, right? So I went north of the border, went with Corey Connors and Lee. I actually feel like these are two of the best ball strikers in the field, ball striker in the field by far, really. So obviously like Kiz and Homa as well, but you know, if you're going to pick a single player in this event, it might be Max Homa, but Connors and Lee I think are a top team to play. Everybody had them at right around 7 to 750. I found them over at BetMGM, shopping the BetStamp app for 850, so pretty good odds there. Nice. Not too bad. So these are our bogey bets brought to you by BetStamp. Head over to the betstamp.app, use the promo code OTSGolf, set up a couple of sports books, and you'll get all of your minimum deposits refunded. You can bet for free, bet responsibly. So enjoy the weekend. Ziggy, you're back home at Richmond, British Columbia now. Mm-hmm. just kind of taking a little bit of a break right now. Do you have any facilities close by? Are you working on anything to kind of start your season up for 2023?
Yeah. Right now I'm mostly just doing some gym work. Kind of doing some body prep, but I just met with my trainer. So he's got me on a good workout program. That's how most of my day is spent right now. Just a little bit of gym work. And once I do start swinging again, which will probably be, I bet in a couple weeks. I want to say January, but it'll probably be in a couple weeks because I'll get bored. But no, my trainer's got a nice indoor studio. Our golf course, the range should open up once the snow clears, and then should be able to play a little bit here. And then kind of head down to Scottsdale in early 2023 to start playing, prepping for Canada Q.
So for your workouts, is it like, are you lifting a lot of weights and going like working hard in the gym, or is there a lot of mobility and flexibility stuff?
It's more mobility for me right now. Obviously some lifts, but they're less weight, more movement focus.
Like good form and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Ziggy, are you close to, do you know Ryan Hawley by chance?
I do, yeah.
Are you
the ground force guy?
Yeah. Are you out that way at all? Like, I can't remember exactly.
He's like an hour away from me.
Because I know, like when we had him on, man, it was pretty fascinating. Like Bryce and I talking to him, he was, like he's one of the smartest minds in like the golf swing, like just in like the foot mapping, essentially, right?
He knows a lot.
Yeah. Do you incorporate any of that stuff into your game, or are you more of a, like I could guess that you're a bit more of a feel guy than most golfers, but do you bring any of that tech into your game at all?
I don't consciously. I kind of leave that to my swing coach and my fitness guy. For the swing changes I've tried to make, we have worked on a lot more rotation and ground force work. But it's never been something I consciously did. It was always kind of started in the gym, and then it slowly transferred to my golf swing.
The repetition kind of just you incorporate. Yeah.
It's never me fully thinking, okay, I want to change these ground forces. So no, I haven't done too much work that way specifically on it.
Whoa. We just got a new question here, from Hurley Jr.
Oh, this JR, just in
JR, this JR, live. This is the second live time we've had live Q&A. And, do you know JR?
Who is this?
JR Hurley. He says best looper to date. Okay. No, he must be thinking it's me. All right. Great. That's good news then.
Best looper to date.
It's got to be me, right?
Unfortunately, not. I can't.
Ooh,
I can't,
damn it. I can't. All right, guys. So that's episode number 110.
We had no guests this week.
Damn it. God damn it, man.
All it is your sports betting ad. That's it. That's all it's
right. Yeah, we're capping it there. No, definitely. We didn't get a win, man. So I can't. You got 17.
I love Ziggy asserting his dominance there and just not you. That's great.
Best caddy would be Dan Pickles. That's an easy one for me. He's one of my closest buddies. He caddied for me the last half of the Canada season. He's done a bunch of Q schools for me. He's seen me play some really good golf, some really bad golf, and he's one of my closest friends. So that's he's number one looper for sure.
All right.
Matthew, close number two. I'll give you number two.
Top three, top five.
Top five. You're not five, you know.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it's not bad. So I actually think I remember did he do the first round at Korn Ferry with you?
He did. He did Korn Ferry with me. Yeah.
I remember messaging you, and you know, a little streak of jealousy came over me, and I was like, you know, who is this guy? What? I guess JR was probably asking that because he listens to the pod quite a bit. He's a good buddy, so he was probably just trying to pump my tires there a bit. So thank you. Yeah. But that did not work.
They just got deflated.
Flat on my face. But it's good. Anytime you come out, he's out. Is he out that way with you? Out west with you?
He is. Yeah, he lives like 25 for me. We play at the same club, so we hang out a bunch.
Nice. We gotta get him on the pod now, Bryce.
Oh, that would actually be sick if he was on the pod.
Yeah.
We gotta do both of them.
Yeah, we gotta get and Trevor on there too.
I'm sure that you guys could cook up some stories from just a couple games.
We do have a few,
It'll be all right. So 2023, what do you got in store? What's kind of on the agenda? What are you hoping to accomplish?
PGA Tour Canada status would be ideal. So that's kind of next thing I got my sights on. Few schools in end of April, I believe. So that's the kind of the next one for me. I would love to play the full season up in Canada. I think it would be so awesome. And then after that, Korn Ferry Q in September again.
Right.
Nice.
The PGA Tour Canada, do they have any more Canadian qualifying events this year? They just had the one, I think, right?
Yeah, they'll do one again. They actually just sent us they cut down on the sites and changed some of the qualifying stuff. So you guys can have the scoop on that.
I saw they
again.
Had,
that's added, just in.
Yeah, they had added an event too. I think right this year, but
yeah, I saw that. I think they're going to Ottawa.
Right. Yeah. So, is there just less qualifiers this year?
Yeah, less sites. So they're going to do 6 sites: Florida, Alabama, Arizona, California, and Canada. 30 cards. Top 10 get starts, and then 11 to 30 get conditional.
Okay, nice. Yeah, so I just checked it out here quickly. Ottawa Open at Eagle Creek Golf Club. Haven't been out that way, but that's cool.
I've played there. Yeah, they hosted a Canadian Am there back in the day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, before we let you go, Ziggy, we had huge news this week. Svenny won a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you've ever met Svenny or ever connected with him. Mike Weir, first professional win out there, out near Neck of Woods in like 96 or 98. I think he won the, what was the, I think it was called the BC Open back then. So
that sounds something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he just got named the 2024 President's Cup.
I saw that.
Which is pretty sweet. So, you know, it's kind of cool to see that. It was coming. It was obviously definitely coming. Yeah. Like he was going to get that, but I think it's at Royal Montreal in 2024. Bryce, we're going to definitely have to get out there and check it out. But
yeah, if anyone wants to slide some media passes our way, just don't be afraid to let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to let us know. And, PJ, anything like that would be cool too, but
yeah,
we'll free advertising space on the pod for a lifetime.
Yeah. I'll just go around and do gear bag videos of all the guys' bags.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you got in here? Yeah. That's actually like, pretty
you got
cool.
X100s in there or what?
Yeah. Hey, you got an extra one of these? I'm taking this.
I think like Bryce's like hidden talent would be just walking up to somebody, talking to them for a couple of seconds about their swing and then not moving the heads, but being able to guess the shafts. So
Yeah.
I think that would be, I'd give Bryce like 60% probably. I think,
I'm just really into it.
That'd be pretty cool though. I feel like people would like that too. That might actually, we might be onto something.
If you can guess,
I can tell you a lot of tour guys head to toe bags, like just off the top of my head. It's insane. Weird talent, I guess I could say.
Yeah.
I just watch a bunch of videos and stuff on it. It just interests me.
So, the good thing too, the art of editing, we can just take out any of the ones that you didn't get right.
So I just go 100% every time. Yeah,
and everybody just,
I love that.
But Ziggy, this was great, man. Thank you so much for coming on again. Maybe next time we'll get the, Dan Pickles.
Yeah. Is that Dan. Right? Pickles. Yeah.
All right. So maybe we'll get the both of you on or get Trev on. I'm not a video game guy. Like I've had short durations with video games. I actually, I've never told anybody, but I had a small professional status in a video game before. So for a very, very short period of time. And then I just, I quit just altogether quit. So, it was cool. But, I know Bryce plays a lot of video games and stuff too. I just stayed up way too late doing that stuff. I get up at like 4:50 for work, so sometimes I'd be looking at the clock at like 3:30 and thinking like an hour sleep's better than nothing. But
there's been a few all nighters in my billet houses in my apartment.
It's It's aggressive. It's aggressive. But hopefully, Ziggy, when you come up here, would love to, if Dan's not with you, would love to come out and carry the bag.
Yeah.
And sweet. Yeah, I don't know. Even if Dan's with you, I guess I would have to come and like carry his stuff. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, you can carry his backpack. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just follow him around, carry his backpack, and just give him fruit. Fruit and stuff all day. I don't know, man.
He I was just like head covers off his driver and just throws me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. It's perfect. Nobody keeps a water bottle full like I do, though.
That's true. That is true. I'm good You're at pretty that. Nails at that.
Yeah, man.
I don't think I filled up my bottle once.
I don't miss with that at all. So that's crazy. This was great, Ziggy. When we get into the season, we'd love to have you back, man. And we might have to collab to a couple pods. We got to get Trev on here too, because
I would love that.
I know you guys would have some good stories, and he's still down playing right now. So, but we'll definitely have to do that again. Best of luck in 2023, and you know, I'm sure we'll chat. Like you and I chat all the time through IG and stuff, but I'm sure we'll chat and kind of see how things go. And hopefully you're on. You get that PGA Tour Canada card, and we can come out and watch some events. That'd be good. We got three now. All within a few hours of me, so it'd be, be nice.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, boys.
Yeah, happy holidays. Enjoy the downtime over the next couple of weeks. But
I will
get that G pod in the ground for our friend Paul Park and get a couple.
Oh yeah, he's like, it's nailed. It's so good. It's so I got to tag him on the video.
Yeah, just when you get out swinging again, it's a pretty clean swing. So drop that thing in the ground and give him a tag.
Oh,
and,
I will. Yeah,
man, it's a pretty cool tool. But until next time, this was
thanks, pal.
Yeah, episode number 110 with Ziggy Nathu.
He's out in my ball and of course when I tee up, I lose a ball and I re-up. I miss a fairway, I probably end up in the ocean or maybe the beach. And I'm on a par 5 and I'm finna go reach it. Second was blind, I ain't see it. Feel like it might be an albatross, worst case scenario.